Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Dancer is back with us again today to talk to us not only about his own passion for music, but how he's been able to use that as a vehicle to spread an important message, not only about God's love, but also about what's possible in your life. One of my favorite songs by Dancer is In God's Time. We'll be listening to that single, as well as finding out what's coming up for him as he heads into 2014. Dancer, hello to you, and welcome back to the show, man.
Hey, Cyrus, how you doing, man? Appreciate you having me. It's always an honor.
Well, look, man, we appreciate your taking out the time to be with us. You know, when I was thinking about who I wanted to come on the show as we were wrapping up the year, man, you know, I said, I got to reach out to Dancer. I know your wife's going to be on a little bit later before we wrap up the year. I want to talk about this love of music and really how you've been able to use that really as a way of not only inspiring people, Dancer, but also to sharing a great message. What has that been like for you?
You know what I have to say? First, it's been extremely humbling. One, you know, a lot of times, especially with this challenging business, you know, it can be very discouraging at times, you know, when you kind of, when you're looking for certain results and you have high expectations and things like that. But, you know, it's really a blessing and a great encouragement when you kind of get, you know, that response that, you know, man, this has really been, you know, life-changing for me. It really spoke to me, you know, where I was. And, you know, a lot of times as an artist, you kind of come from, you know, where you are. You know, you speak about the things that you've gone through and the places that you've been. And for other people to say, I can relate directly to that as if it was though, you know, the cliche, you know, it's like the pastor was talking directly to me. You know, you kind of get that. It's like, man, it's like you were speaking right from my heart. You know, that's always a blessing and encouragement, something to push you further.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you bring up a really good point, and I think, you know, a lot of times when people think about music, they forget it is a business. You are in the business of course, not only making music, but also sharing a great message, an inspirational message, really dealing with, as we're going to see in this song that we'll be hearing a little bit later, the answer about God's love, you know, God's purpose, and also God's timing for things. Do you think that that is just really, I think, another vindication for you that you have stayed with it, knowing that it's bigger than just the numbers, that it really is about touching lives and making sure that, you know, if it just touches one person, you know, that they're getting, you know, the message they're supposed to be getting?
Oh, man, it's extremely rewarding. And actually, you know, the timing for this topic is couldn't have been better. And I know it's, you know, by God's divine assignment that you would actually want to, you know, speak on this one today, because actually in a couple of days I'll be going to a court hearing for a guy that I've been mentoring in prison. And, you know, somehow he got my music. You know, it's been probably about 2 years ago. You know, he called me and said, you know, I got this from a guy within the prison. And he said it really encouraged me. You know, he asked me, you know, if you can please come out and just speak to us. You know, I really felt my heart go out. You know, he's doing life. And, you know, he had done already, you know, 18 years now. And at that time, he was just saying that he had surrendered his life over to the Lord and things like that. So long story short, in that two-year period, I've been going out there mentoring not only him, you know, but the guys in the prison. I mean, doing concerts in the middle of the yard, you know, amongst the entire prison. And as you know, this guy's really turned his life around and come to find out he was wrongfully convicted. And he has God has blessed him with a hearing in a couple of days. So I'll be going to support him, you know, but to just see, you know, the hope, you know, in the men's eyes facing these impossible situations and, you know, people that the world has counted out, you know, that's really what it's all about. That's what it does. If I can go in there and God can use this as a tool to speak to those men, you know, it can speak to anybody.
Exactly. I think that is such a great message. I appreciate you sharing that. Dancer, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live, Dancer is back with us. He's an artist that is not only using his gift for good, but also seeing the results as he was just sharing in that story there. So let's talk about this path. For those who may have missed our previous conversation, you know, when did it become real to you that God had a purpose for you, that he had a plan for you, that he had his hands on your life? When did that become real for you?
You know, it was, you know, people ask me that often, and for me, it wasn't, you know, I know we all have different experiences and things like that, but it wasn't like one event or something that was like, you know, man, you know, God, I, you know, you the heavens have opened and you came and snatched me. You know what it was? I got an invitation, you know, from someone that had witnessed to me, from one of my good friends, and I started to see the change that was happening within him. You know, and I, you know, I knew a lot of the things that we had done together, you know, the streets that we had ran, and, you know, the from the women to the drugs and things like that. And I said, man, something really has to be, you know, real about it. So I decided to take him up on his invitation one time. I went, you know, and the word was good. God had really spoken to my heart. And then I just started to notice a change within myself. You know, things that I was accustomed to doing, you know, they wouldn't feel the same. You know, if I would go to curse, you know, it just wouldn't seem right slipping off of my lips. So if I would go to smoke or I would go to fornicating, all these different things, and I knew that it was his, you know, him just kind of making these changes within my life, and then suddenly, you know, things that I was looking forward to, you know, I started to ask him, you know, speak to him, develop a relationship, and God just really just kind of started to move on my behalf, and that's why, you know, I said, wow, you know, Lord, you really are real, and not only that, but you do have a calling on my life because of the doors that you are opening, the positions that you are putting me in.
You know, what I think is so great about that, the answer is that, you know, there are people who, just like you said, some people expect something so dramatic when it comes
right.
to the beginning of that. But I think a story like that really shows, you know, that for one thing, he reaches you where you are in the way that that is the most real for you. And for you, it was an example of someone you knew, you know, being able to see
right.
a change in them and then knowing, okay, well, something is going on. You know, when you look at where we are today, and I think even since the last time you were on the show, I went back and listened to our previous conversation the last time that you were on the show when your album had just come out. Do you think that more young people are ready, that they're ready to look and to listen to something more than what they've, you know, what they've gotten accustomed to? And I guess what I mean by that is, do you think they're more open to the idea that there is a God and there is a God that has a plan for them, or at least enough love for them to want to show them a better way?
Well, from a, just from a listening standpoint, I definitely think that they're ready. You know, I think a lot of the, you know, the secular music has been very, you know, repetitive and empty, you know, to a certain extent. And today, you know, with a lot of, I mean, death being more in your face than ever, you know, I think a lot of people are really looking for something a little deeper, you know, for a sense of hope. Now, as
right.
far as being, you know, open to it being the gospel in and of itself, outside of just the positive message, you know, is another story. I think we all have different convictions and things like that, and attachments as well that we don't want to let go. But for me personally, I have definitely been seeing a change. You know, I've learned to, you know, take God out of the box and never forget the places that he's brought me from. You know, I wasn't raised, you know, in a church again. And, you know, I come from the streets. You know, I come from the hard times. I come from the, you know, like I say, the drugs and the guns and the women and the money and the sex, you know, all of these different things. And, you know, I'll have to remind myself often, you know, not to count anybody out regardless of what it looks like, because I ran from him for a long time myself. And I think some
yeah.
of the doors that has opened, like I say, even being able to go into the prison and to be able to get the respect, you know, from men, that's proof right there in and of itself that the world is ready for something more. And they're definitely being more receptive, you know, to the word of God, because it gives them a sense of hope.
Yeah. Well, as I mentioned, we're going to be listening to In God's Time here in just a moment and telling our listeners what's coming up next for you to answer. But let's go a little step further with that. Do you think part of it is the messaging? You know, I, in the business that I'm in, messaging is everything. You know, the way that you present whatever your message is, whatever, you know, your objective is, it has a lot to do with how people receive that message. Do you think because there are more people like you that know, you know what's out there, have come from what's out there, and are, you know, are able to testify that there is a better way, do you think that message is another thing that's helping in that regard?
Oh, definitely. And you know, the one thing that we can't forget is that, you know, it's definitely an art. You know, this gift that God has given me and others like me, you know, it is an art. And I think the creativity has to, you know, play a very important role in attracting those who we're seeking out to get or to win, so to speak. So I don't think it's enough for an artist, you know, to say, well, it's gospel, so, you know, that's enough. You know, I think you need to take time and chisel your gift, you know, your craft, and go in and be relatable, you know, to people. So even from a creative aspect, you know, you definitely have to market yourself properly, so to speak. If, you know, if I can use those terms, because you know, you want to be mindful of the fact that, you know, if nobody hears you, or if you can't get anybody, then, you know, you're not effective anyhow. So that kind of defeats the entire purpose of going out and, you know, winning all nations according to the scriptures anyhow. So I think taking time to kind of look in it, like, man, you know, dig a little deeper as far as creativity and artistically, and give it to people, and, you know, they'll definitely, even if that kind of gets them initially, you know, then the meat of what's actually there, you know, substance there is what'll keep them.
Exactly. Totally agree. Again, everyone, recording artist Dancer is our guest. Talk to us about the single In God's Time. How does this song come about?
Oh, man. I was waiting on some things for a while, like most of us. And it's funny because, you know, even going back, you're talking about the men in prison. I was waiting on some things from the Lord, and it didn't come when I expected it to come or when I thought that it should. And one of the things that God has spoke to me was that you have to even be know that his yes is a plan. I mean, his no is a plan for your life, you know. So sometimes when he shuts a door, you know, it's because he has something better opening for you, but we just have to be patient with him. And that's one of the things that he was speaking to me when I started to grow impatient. I started to say, God, have you forgot about me? You know, do you not hear my prayers? Do you not hear my cries? Do you not hear my petitions? You know, he told me to wait on him. He has shown me time and time again that the door that he closed was really, you know, for a bigger door that was opening for me. So, you know, I didn't get weary in my well-doing, and, you know, and I'm starting to see now, you know, constantly again, I'm talking with my wife about different things and seeing that truly, you know, if we wait on him, we will reap.
Right. Exactly. That's such so true. For those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is In God's Time by Dancer. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
I realize that at some point we all get a little impatient. And that's simply because we don't always understand the will of God. But I'm so grateful for a Lord that keeps his word. I serve a God that can't lie and has no need to repent. Feel it. I see what Sam Cook meant. Been a long time coming. Wasn't born by the river, but I won't stop jumping till I get to what's mine. Grab hold of your promise. Present it to your spirit so your soul can acknowledge. We in expectation. Yes, you've been waiting. Seems like the week you prosper in the saints. I felt like Satan, but the devil is a liar. Scheming in the
fire.
He knows when I get out of here, I'll leave with the Messiah. Walking in my purpose. Call me as a servant. Breathing much deeper. I'm just crawling on the surface. People, how far would you go for your dreams? Chasing mine till the earth end. I know it's extreme. Before a supernatural blessing, I need supernatural faith. I'm so close that I can taste it like it's floating in my face. If I can hold a little longer, fight a little harder, I'm guaranteed to receive what was promised from my mother. I know you're praying for a child. The enemy is telling you your head in the clouds. Mama, you gotta stop listening to him.
Listen
to that report in this pitchfork could be ruined. To ask the Lord if it's real. If he signed it on the cross, then he left it in his will. And then it's next unto you. If it's not, still love him, girl. Catch 22.
Gotta hold on.
Not a cruel imperfection, perfectly designed, not a door misconception. You wonder how do you learn
how
it?
Do
the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace.
Hold on, catch it, about to get it.
They knew if God ain't show up, he would still be worthy if the whole thing blew up.
Still worthy.
Cause they ain't right notes, but it's written here that they ain't even smell like smoke. Oh. And have faith.
How he's been able to use the ministry of music he's been given, but also what it's been like for him to see how it's making a difference in the lives of others. I want to talk about something that we didn't talk about last time to answer, and that is, how has being a husband and a father, how has that helped you along this walk? I know for a lot of times, especially for men, sometimes we need incentives. How have been being, you know, a father and also, of course, being a husband, how has that been an incentive for you to make sure that you're giving your best?
Oh, man, my family, you know, they're a blessing. You know, they definitely make me better. And, you know, truthfully, you know, at some point, because I've always had a passion for music, you know, it was like the first love of my life. Before I knew God, before I had a family, you know, music was like my love, you know, it was my heart. And now being a father and a husband is so great. And actually, you know, I had to find at some point, you know, I needed to take a break to kind of focus on what was most important, which is, you know, them, you know, next to the Lord, of course. And, you know, they have, you know, brought the creativity out of it. They constantly encourage me and tell me just how great I am sometimes, you know, even when I'm feeling down or discouraged or, you know, not as adequate as I'd like to be, you know, here they are speaking into me and just making me better. And they give me great stories too, you know, I got kids. So some of the things and, you know, In addition to the challenges, just the fun and the good times, you know, just kind of is that reminder for me, man, that there's so much to look forward to in life. You know, my father wasn't there for me like I would have hoped he had been, you know, so I never really had a male role model or anything like that. And I think that part of my life just kind of made me really, you know, go the extra mile with my kids, and just seeing their progress, seeing their growth has really just done something to me. And then my wife is just, man, you know, even creatively, we work together sometimes. And actually, this project, which is my favorite and I've been told is my best project to date, you know, the time is now. I believe it's only that good is because my wife stepped in and actually co-executive produced it with me, you know. So I, you know, I really kind of took some time to listen to her and say, well, what do you think, you know, we should do? You know, I've tried a few different things and I want to go somewhere different now. I want to kind of tap into some different dimensions and things like that. And her coming in, man, just really opened up some doors creatively that I haven't seen, you know, just yet. And, you know, it's been good.
Yeah, it definitely comes through, man. And I think, you know, congratulations to all of you, you know, on what you've been able to do, not only inspiring people through the music, but also through the example. I mean, it shows, you know, what does work and what can come to people in God's time, as the song says there. So to answer, what should our listeners be looking forward to from you next?
Oh, man, I was just recently, we actually just finished a short film, my wife and I. We started a media company, actually, you know, because for most of our stuff, you know, a lot of people was asking us, you know, well, who does your graphic designs or who does your, you know, your videos or your commercials or these different things, you know. And so what we did was we started a media company this year, Life and Legacy Media. So we just finished our first short film, which is entitled Water Walker, and it's, man, it's just amazing. It came out great, and I was telling my wife, you know, it was her idea, it's her film, it's about her story, her testimony, and it really, really got me to thinking, like, man, you know, now I want to dive back in deep and start working on album number 5, because it kind of just, a lot of things just kind of hearing, and of course, you know, I've known my wife's story very well, but we continue to grow and learn each other each day. And I think it just pulled some things out of me that I'm really ready to give to people now. I can't wait.
All right, so that's what we have to look forward to, and I'll be talking to your wife, Brandywine, about that soon here on this program. So where should our listeners be going, Dancer, for more information about you as well as to get some of the great music that you already have out there?
Oh, yes, and definitely go to truthmusicrecords.com. Also available on, you know, iTunes, Amazon, you know, pretty much anywhere, any of your digital media outlets. You can follow me on Twitter at The Answer Truth Music or on Facebook under The Answer Music. And you should be able to, any of those places, get any of my four albums and listen and look out for album number 5 and some of the other things we have going on. Like I say, new videos, movies, commercials, all of those different things. Definitely stay in tune with us. You know, enjoy this journey. You know, there's some great things to come in 2014. I can see it being bigger than ever.
All right. Well, we definitely look forward to that as well. Continue blessings to you, Dancer, man. Thanks again for coming on. And look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. And continuing doing the great things that you're doing. I've been seeing, you know, guys been opening up some great doors for you, having some excellent, you know, interviews and, you know, prospects and things like that. So I pray it gets even larger for you in 2014. We appreciate you, Cyrus.
Amen. We appreciate you, man, and I appreciate you saying that. Now, again, everyone, recording artist The Answer, make sure you guys are checking them out. We actually got that single, In God's Time, from CDBaby.com, but it is available, as he said, wherever you get your music online, and make sure you guys do stay in contact with him through his website as well, being able to support him. He's on Facebook and Twitter. And also, of course, make sure you guys are looking out, as he said, for the great projects coming up in 2014. That's going to do it for us for this segment. If you guys came in late and missed part of the show, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook, go follow us on Twitter. The link's already available on both of those places. And we tagged The Answer on both places, too. So you can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. And until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.